We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The city of Petersburg's in a different situation, too, and I am pleased, as we have kind of gone through and talked to executive leadership all around Central Virginia, to welcome Sam Parham, who's the mayor of the city of Petersburg, and Aretha Farrell Benavidez, who's the Petersburg city manager. Thank you both for joining us this morning. Can you give me an update on where things stand for you all as of midweek right now?
Good morning, John. Thank you for having us.
Of course, yeah. Well, tell me what you're thinking. You look at the numbers. How are you all doing in the Petersburg area, infection rate-wise? And I'm hopeful that I have not been able to drill down into the details of how many people have passed, but I'm hoping that hasn't hit Petersburg very hard.
Well, we've seen, as testing has increased, we've seen our numbers in the city of Petersburg rising. We are taking and working with the governor's office on several efforts for community outreach to do testing. We set up a center this weekend where individuals could come by appointment and do drive-up testing. We're also focusing on some of our housing developments to do testing there. The key for us is two things. One is testing. The second is contact tracing post-testing. And that is our focus right now in the city of Petersburg, because we've always focused on not moving forward with community spread and limiting that. But to do that, we just got to keep this process up. So right now, beyond the testing, we're also doing education, working in our communities. We received thousands and thousands of masks and hand sanitizer that we're going to be distributing between today and next week to our residents to ensure that they are acting safely. And so that's our focus right now. And the next phase is our phase one reopening. And the mayor can talk a little bit about what that looks like for us and some of the efforts we're doing.
Mr. Mayor, yes, what's on the agenda?
John, Rob, right now we are focusing on helping Petersburg get back open. You know, this COVID-19 has issued a blow to specifically a lot of people in our Old Town area that have restaurants and things like that have been struggling. And myself, along with the city manager, we met with the restaurateurs down in Old Town yesterday, in which they're going to do something called Old Town Square, in which we will be shutting down Sycamore Street around Bolingbrook and Bank Street to create outdoor dining for a lot of our restaurants that they are eagerly trying to get their numbers up and fighting for our survival. So in the city, we are trying to do everything we can to assist them and their efforts to continue to grow, because that's been the heartbeat of Petersburg, and it's been where a significant amount of growth has been. So we want to continue to stimulate that growth and continue to be the destination of choice for the people in the central region.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, we did that read on the road a little over a year ago, and we had a great time, and I've made a point of coming down a couple of times and having dinner there in the Old Town area. I hope that those businesses have survived so far. Have you gotten any word that anybody is not going to be able to reopen, or are they, you know, they're hanging on in this, the possibility of being outside will keep them afloat?
Yeah, at this time, John, everyone is still whole and strong, and you know, we have the beauty of Petersburg is we have a lot of smaller restaurants. They are family owned, so they have really buckled down, and the people that have restaurants down, they have their steady clientele, and they've managed to stay afloat with the whole takeout and delivery options. But none are really showing any profit quite yet.
Yeah.
But they are managing to keep the doors open. So it's going to be a huge change. It starts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll be shutting down the street.
Okay.
So we want to get the word out and tell people to come on down to Petersburg to have some good food and some good times.
Now, you did get a little bit of good news. Before I left for Memorial Day weekend, we talked to the CEO of the Flow Corporation, and it sounded like that's just what you all needed to hear was a lot of money coming in for development of new treatments for this particular disease in Petersburg.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, we are just thrilled to death. It's something that we know that and there are good things that come from crises, and one of the good things is the city of Petersburg having our own pharmaceutical plant in Ampac Pharmaceuticals, based out of California. We reopened that facility with them last year, and Dr. Malik, one of his big things was he says, I love Petersburg, and we're going to bring jobs here to Petersburg, and we're going to do good things here. And I had no idea that this fast that we will have the opportunity to play such a vital role to the United States in providing the federal stockpile of pharmaceuticals. That is going to be based right here in Petersburg. It's a $354 million investment. They're going to manufacture ingredients, the chemical compounds, generic drugs, and to prevent the shortages that we've seen during the whole COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing. Are people in Petersburg getting those jobs?
First, it would be people in Petersburg will be able to get those jobs. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, it's going to be a tremendous amount of expansion to that plant that's going to go on first.
Right.
And because it's going to, they plan to build multiple facilities at that 200-acre Ampac site. And it's going to create over 300-plus jobs, and they're all going to be very well-paid jobs. And we're just happy to be a partner with Ampac, Dr. Malik, Flow Corporation, Dr. Gupton at VCU, and it's going to be a huge shot in the arm for the city, and it's going to really put Petersburg on the map for being the leader of pharmaceutical manufacturing in the country.
Well, it was one of the few little bright spots of the last couple of weeks, and I'm so glad to hear that Petersburg is benefiting from it. And I really appreciate both of you, Sam Parham, the mayor of the city of Petersburg, and Aretha Farrell Benavidez, the city manager in Petersburg. You know, you all have been very generous coming on over the last several months, and I thank you for coming on today.
All right, thank you, John. And look, we'll see you in Petersburg. Come on down this
Maybe
weekend.
I'll come down before the weekend is out and have a meal down there. That'd be great to do. I appreciate the invite. It's always nice.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.